Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, Brewers put up one win in this five-game, four-day series against the Cubs, a 7-0 shutout. Many of our Civic Media stations across our network will be carrying the second game of today a little bit later on, first pitch at 7:10. So check out your local Civic Media affiliate and listen to the Brew Crew. I will be tuning in for sure. I was doing show prep and watching this afternoon. Don't want to miss a minute of it. And again, congrats on the 14-game winning streak. Boy, was that exciting. Such a heartbreaker yesterday. But candidly, I was a little bit glad that they dropped that game to the Reds and not the Cubs. That would have been just too much glee for the Chicago Cubs fans for my liking. In other breaking news today, of course, Donald Trump is in Washington, D.C., meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky and numerous European leaders to discuss a resolution to the Ukraine-Russia 3.5-year-long war. Other national news today includes that the governors of West Virginia, South Carolina, and Ohio announced on Saturday that they will send National Guard troops from their states at President Trump's request. Those bits of litigation continue challenging Donald Trump's deployment of the National Guard in Washington, D.C., and Donald Trump, of course, making some news with respect to his summit this past Friday and, of course, the continuing discussions today with President Zelensky. One of the more shocking asides this morning from the very brief press conference that Donald Trump had alongside President Volodymyr Zelensky included this bit. Check this out. This is cut four, Jacob.
During the war, you can't have elections. So let me just say, 3.5 years from now, so you mean if we happen to be in a war with somebody, no more elections? Oh, that's good.
Very funny.
I mean, when the President of the United States is joking about, A, the United States being at war, that's probably bad. And then when he jokes that, oh, so we're at war and there won't be an election, it just not funny at all. So as a bit of a rhetorical conceit this afternoon, to get our debate started, Matt, I wanted to read off a few things. And folks, if you're just joining us, I've got my great guest, Matt Rothschild, with me this afternoon. We're having a little friendly debate. Matt, a self-styled Democratic socialist, lefty progressive, and I, a wee bit more of a centrist Democrat. We're going to be debating these mid-decade gerrymanders that appear to be going on in Texas, as most of the Texas House Democrats have returned, most but not all, as well as California's response legislation introduced today by California Democrats to engage in a mid-decade gerrymander in California. Of course, all of this initiated, this fight started, this race to the bottom initiated by Donald Trump and Republicans. We're going to get there. Matt will be, I think, debating on the side of Democrats shouldn't do this, and I will be arguing that, yes, they absolutely should. You're going to be invited to join us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We've got a bit of, is this breaking, Jacob, this cut 11 for the Trump sound on a truce in Ukraine? We'll confirm that, and I'm going to give you that sound if it is indeed breaking news. But let me set up this debate over the mid-decade gerrymanders right now for everybody. I'm going to read a list of things that Donald Trump may or may have not done in the last, say, month. Some of the things that I'm going to say are not true. But it's to paint a rhetorical picture of what I think the stakes are as it relates to mid-decade gerrymandering. Here we go. Donald Trump seizes election data from states under the guise of election integrity. Donald Trump directs his attorney general to seize voting machines. Donald Trump declares war on transparent and fair elections because Vladimir Putin told him to. Donald Trump decides that people and not computers should count 150 million ballots each presidential election cycle. Donald Trump ends mail-in voting. Donald Trump guts voter protection. Donald Trump targets black and brown voters and orchestrates a 50-state effort to deregister black and brown voters. Donald Trump says he'll remain president in 2028 if there's a war and we won't need any elections. Donald Trump enacts personal loyalty oaths for all members of federal law enforcement, the National Guard, the military and intelligence agencies. Donald Trump uses his now personally loyal army to seize election machines and to run elections nationwide. Donald Trump declares himself president for life. Donald Trump says he will lift Putin's criminal warrant issued by the International Criminal Court. He will reinstall Jair Bolsonaro as president in Brazil. And Donald Trump declares himself Putin, Bolsonaro, Xi Jinping, Viktor Orban, Nicolas Maduro, Mohammed bin Salman, and Viktor Lukashenko, leaders of the universe. Donald Trump then releases Leader of the Universe comic books for the bargain price of $1,000 a pop or $1 million for the first editions. He also issues trading cards, meme coins in the style of Garbage Pail Kids and posts on Truth Social that they are the best trading cards ever. Donald Trump says maybe Kim Jong-un can get on this Leaders of the Universe thing too, but he's got to promise to be really, really, really good. Now, a lot of that is hyperbole and made up. It's a little bit like the War of the Worlds bit, but the vast majority of the stuff that I just read, he has done or is doing right now. So let's get into it, Matt. Many Texas House Democrats returning today, and that mid-decade partisan gerrymander will continue in Texas. They're going to eliminate 5 Democratic House seats. Why should Democrats not respond in kind in California?
Well, this issue is personal to me, Maggie, because for more than 8 years when I was executive director at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, I was out on the hustings saying we got to block gerrymandering in Wisconsin. We got to ban gerrymandering nationwide. It's bad when Democrats do it. It's bad when Republicans do it. So I'm not going to go back on that from a personal level. But also, I've listened to your show all the time, Maggie, and you're fond of the expression, as I am, that the end doesn't justify the means. And this is a bad means, even though the end is laudatory to, you know, stop Trump if you can. But the other thing is, even if the Democrats won the House, it's not going to stop Trump. Trump is a dictator. He's acting like a dictator. And he's going to continue to act as a dictator. Yes, if the Democrats got the House, there would be some break on some horrible laws like this big, ugly bill. But a lot of that stuff you just rattled off, he'd be doing anyway. And so we've got to figure out how we can build a mass movement that will ultimately stop Trump. And by the Democrats gerrymandering, I think that's a losing game. One of the reasons Trump has won twice is because people are sick of politics as usual and politicians as usual. They think the whole game is rigged and that all politicians are corrupt. And then for Newsom to be doing that, it's basically confirming that in their minds. So I think we're losing some of the people we need to win by doing this.
Let's ask one of those people right now. CJ from Stoughton, say hello to Matt. And should there be mid-decade gerrymandering or redistricting, CJ? I think this should be an easy no. I mean, I don't think this should be happening at all. I wish we didn't have to have this debate. But CJ, why is this okay, or do you agree that it's not okay?
Well, first off, in Texas states, it's in their constitution that they can do that. But if I could, Maggie, back to Joe Biden's war. You know, Donald Trump, God bless him, this would be the 7th war that he would have ended since taking.
CJ, I just want to jump in here because we have moved on to the mid-decade redistricting. And so I think I heard your point to be that it's legal in Texas. My question to you is, legal or not, why is this okay as a democracy, small d democracy question? This is not being done in bad faith or in good faith. It's being done in bad faith. You there,
see? Once again, you want me to answer the way you want me to answer.
No, I just want you to stay on topic, CJ. We're talking about mid-decade gerrymandering. Do you want to talk about mid-decade gerrymandering with Matt and I, CJ, or do you not want to talk about that?
I never can answer. You talk over me or you cut my...
Okay, so he wants to now complain about the show. I just want you to stay on topic, CJ. Will you please talk about and address, even if it's legal, CJ, why is it a good idea to have mid-decade...
You want to talk at people, Maggie. You don't want to hear my opinion.
Well, that is kind of my job, CJ, just for point of fact. I would like you to talk at people and address my question, legal or not. Why is mid-decade gerrymandering okay? Or do you agree that it is a bad idea?
I believe they should follow the Constitution. That's something your party refuses to do.
Okay. CJ, I don't know what to say. You make these general attacks on Republicans, and I want you, legal or not, that is the framework of the question. Why is this a good, it's never been done before. Why should that be a good idea? Because if you do it in Texas, then they're going to do it in California, and they're going to do it in New York. Why is this not a terrible idea? Hello? Okay. Well, I tried. Again, the rules when you debate with me on the show, CJ, and everybody are... You don't deflect off topic. You don't, frankly, spread disinformation, and you don't disrespect. Attacking me for how I run the show and how we want to have these debates, hopefully in a productive way, is disrespectful, and CJ was deflecting. I would love to talk with a conservative that wants to defend what's happening in Texas. And Matt, just to bring it back to the debate that we're trying to have, the thing that is deeply concerning to me is that I question whether or not we might have a democracy if Democrats don't fight back. That's one. And two, I think that there are ways to do this where the legislation that engages the redistricting specifically time delimits those maps and unwinds them, reverts to the old map if the Republicans do the same in those other states. In other words, to try to put some guardrails around it. And I want to be really clear here. I, like Matt, believe that we should have mandatory independent redistricting committees nationwide. But guess what? The president shouldn't be able to decide that. Folks, we're going to rejoin this debate. Maybe CJ will give it another shot, but you will get your shot. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're all about real news and great conversation, which means we actually agree on what we're talking about in that conversation. And we're having the debate today on mid-decade redistricting. Do Democrats match fire with fire? The debate continues on the other side. Don't go anywhere.